You're listening to SBS News.
Off the idyllic coast of Cairns is a little slice of Australian paradise. There, one could almost forget the country is in a final sprint of the election campaign, until opposition leader Anthony Albanese arrived to make a multi-million dollar funding announcement for the Great Barrier Reef, with a focus on increasing collaboration with local First Nations populations. Mr. Albanese says the funding will go towards reef restoration and land management, but the biggest threat remains climate change.
We need to engage with First Nations people. They have knowledge that has been built up over 65,000 years of how to protect and care for the land and water. Land Care Rangers is about job creation. It's also about protecting the environment.
Across the country off the west coast, another threat is lurking. Defence Minister Peter Dutton has revealed a Chinese spy ship, which authorities have been monitoring for a week, has sailed into Australia's exclusive economic zone.
It's a Chinese warship with an intelligence gathering capability. It's obviously very strange that it's come this far south, and it's hugging the coastline as it goes north. And its intention will be to collect as much electronic intelligence as it can.
Passing a naval communication centre near Exmouth, about 1,000 kilometres north of Perth, the government says the Chinese government didn't alert Australian authorities of the vessel. Scott Morrison says the ship is allowed to travel in the area, but it's highly unusual.
It is an intelligence gathering ship, and they're looking at us, and we're keeping a close eye on them, and that's what we always do. I think what these events highlight is the serious times in which we're living.
Labor says it hasn't been briefed on the status of the ship, despite the election putting the government into caretaker mode. China has increased its dominance in the Indo-Pacific. Its most recent move was signing a controversial security pact with Solomon Islands. Taiwan's Foreign Minister Joseph Wu has spoken exclusively to SBS and says China's authoritarianism is continuing to expand across the Pacific, leading to instability.
So the like-minded partners like the United States and Australia and Japan need to pay more attention to the Chinese military activities in the Pacific.
The coalition has faced widespread criticism for its reaction to the security pact, which has often overshadowed the campaign. But another major point of contention has remained the Prime Minister's character, which led to this extraordinary admission.
And I know Australians know that I can be a bit of a bulldozer when it comes to issues, and I suspect you guys know that too. As we go into this next period, on the other side of this election, I know there are things that are going to have to change with the way I do things.
The Prime Minister has faced several state and federal Liberal colleagues calling him a bully, intimidating and a liar. The opposition leader quickly pounced on the description.
Scott Morrison has today said he's a bulldozer. That is, a bulldozer wrecks things. A bulldozer knocks things over. I'm a builder. That's what I am. And if I'm elected Prime Minister, I'll build things in this country.
Mr. Albanese has been trying to paint the Prime Minister as unreliable, this week pitting him against minimum wage workers. The opposition leader confirmed he'd support a minimum wage increase of up to 5.1% to match with increasing inflation, as he said on Wednesday.
It's okay, his government can always find money for sports routes, for commuter car park routes, but backing a $1 an hour pay increase is not okay.
The Prime Minister criticised Mr. Albanese for suggesting a fixed number, as the Fair Work Commission independently considers its decision on wages.
There's nothing wrong with asking for a pay rise. There's nothing wrong with that. But obviously, it has, and the Reserve Bank Governor has said very clearly that's what we are seeing in our economy. And the reason we're seeing that is because unemployment is coming down and businesses are growing and becoming stronger. Now, that's where pay rises come from.
The government has also today announced a new six-point immigration policy, including forcing immigration detainees to pay for their own detention costs. It's well documented that detention incurs a significant financial burden to the taxpayer, and Immigration Minister Alex Hawke says the government will work to recover those costs.
If we're able to recover these costs, seize assets where that's appropriate, take money out of bank accounts, we will then be able to help pay for even more criminals to be deported through our system. And there are more that need to be deported who have violated the conditions of their visas.
The Rudd government previously scrapped the policy in 2009 after deeming it inefficient. Labor says it will consider the proposal, but frontbencher Tanya Plibersek told Sky News she's scrutinising the announcement.
It could have done it at any time, and he's picking a week out from an election to do this. I just think it's really interesting timing. Of course, we'll look at sensible proposals.
National security has been a strong point for the government, but this policy, drowned out by other announcements, might not do as much as the coalition hopes. Krishani Danji, SBS News. And has Scott Morrison been to your suburb? What about Anthony Albanese? We've created an interactive map of every seat the leaders have visited on the campaign trail. Head to the SBS News website now or download the SBS News app to explore it.